Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank coordinators for inviting me to such a nice conference and beautiful Santa Barbara. So, in this talk, I'm going to talk about magnetic quantum phase transition in coupled spin dimer systems. The systems which I studied is these three compounds. Mainly, the experimental work has been done on thallium copper chloride. They have the same crystal structure, but the magnetic properties are very different. So this is a brief summary of the magnetic nature of these three compounds. These three compounds is magnetic insulator, not metal. And so the magnetic ion is copper 2 plus, so the magnetic interaction is described by spin 1/2 Heisenberg system, Heisenberg model. The magnetic anisotropy is very small or negligible. And so I will show later the magnetic interaction is not low-dimensional, the three-dimensional, but three-dimensional. So the magnetic spin dimers are coupled in three-dimensional networks. And so due to the spin dimers, the singlet ground state with excitation gap is observed. So this is an illustration of the quantum phase transition which we have studied. So the first, we apply the magnetic field. And when a magnetic field is applied in the spin gap state, the triplet excitation, which is triply degenerated in zero field, split into three levels, the lowest level decreases with increasing magnetic field. And at critical fields, some magnetic ordering occurs. The magnetic ordering is interpreted as the Bose-Einstein condensation of excited triplet, which is called magnons or triplons. And next, we prepare the mixed crystal of thallium copper chloride and potassium copper chloride. They have the same crystal structure, but the magnetic interaction are different. So in the mixed systems, we can we can introduce some randomness in exchange couplings. In the presence of randomness, the localization effect is important to understand the magnetic properties. So in my talk, I will introduce our experimental result on the field-induced quantum phase transition in pure thallium copper chloride and so mixed systems. The thallium copper chloride also undergoes a quantum phase transition by applied hydrostatic pressure. So due to the pressure, the inter-dimer couplings are enhanced against the intra-dimer coupling. So the excitation gap is reduced with applied pressure. And some critical pressure, which is about 0.5 kilobar, this critical bar is not so high, very small. The phase transition to the gapped ground state to the antiferromagnetic state occurs. So when the magnetic ion copper 2 plus is substituted by non-magnetic magnesium ions, the spin dimers, the pair of spins broken. So around the non-magnetic ions, some moment is induced. The moments are coupled through effective interaction due to the sum excited state, so perturbation process through the sum excited state in the spin dimers. The system undergoes magnetic ordering in some temperatures. And then we apply the magnetic field. So the system also undergoes a field-induced magnetic ordering. So in this system, we have impurity-induced magnetic ordering and field-induced magnetic ordering. But there is no, there's some question. The field-induced magnetic ordering and some impurity-induced magnetic orderings are the same or not the same. So that these two ordered phases are connected, smoothly or separated by some gapped phase is not so clear. But in this talk, I'm concentrated in these two systems. So this work was calibrated by many collaborators. I thank all of them. Yes. So let me show the crystal structure. This is a crystal model I made. So, sorry. where the alkali ions are omitted for simplification. The crystal structure composed of the planar dimers of copper 2 as chlorine 6. The black circle is the copper 2 plus, which has spin 1/2. The planar dimers are stacked something like this along the crystallographic A directions. And so in the BC planes, so this chain located on the corner and the center of the unit cell. So in the planar dimers, the exchange coupling between two copper 2 plus are antiferromagnetic and strong. So this is a coupling constant determined by neutron inelastic scattering. But in the ammonium copper chlorides, we have the three kind of dimers in the crystal, which I will show later. So the dimer couplings are different. So we have three kind of coupling constant in ammonium copper chloride. So this is the magnetization curve for potassium copper chloride and thallium copper chloride. So for different two field directions, up to the critical field, the magnetization is almost zero and then increase steeply. So the ground state up to this field is singlet, and the ground state in this region is magnetic. So from the critical field, we can estimate the magnitude of excitation gap. In potassium copper chlorides, the gap value is 23 tesla. But in thallium copper chloride, it is small. The critical value is 5.6 tesla. So we can investigate precisely the field-induced magnetic ordering using the conventional superconducting magnets. So the ground state of ammonium copper chloride is a little different. So the ground state of this compound is not singlet, but magnetic, because magnetic susceptibility at zero field is finite. The remarkable feature of the ammonium copper chloride is the magnetization plateaus. the magnetization plateau is about, it's observed at one quarter and three quarter of saturation magnetizations. And recently, Paul Scherrer Institute group observes the crystallographic phase transitions. The below the transition of 70 Kelvin, the unit cell is enlarged along the B directions. So the crystal has four kinds of dimers, different dimers. So they attribute the origin of the magnetization plateau is due to the four kinds of different dimers. And so they also investigate the excitation energy and determine the intra-dimer coupling constant, which showed late, which shows before. And so this system is composed of four different dimers, and we can divide it in four subsystems. So at first saturated, first plateau, the weak dimers saturated, and then here the second dimer saturate, and then all the dimers saturate at the saturation field. But the intermediate phase, we have some magnetic ordering due to the interdimer couplings. Now we go back to the tallium copper chloride. So to investigate the exchange network, we measure the neutron inelastic scattering. So this is our data, and these are the data by Paul Scherrer group. So the exchange cup, so dispersion along the chain direction and the perpendicular direction has very large dispersion. So this means exchange coupling, exchange network is not one dimensional, but three dimensional. So this is a dispersion relation for tallium copper chloride. This is a relation, dispersion of potassium copper chloride. The dispersion of these two systems are similar, but the dispersion range are different. In tallium copper chloride, the dispersion range is larger than this one. This means the interdimer interaction is larger in tallium copper chloride, but in potassium copper chloride, the interdimer coupling is small. So the tallium copper chloride is characterized as a strongly coupled three-dimensional dimer system, but the potassium copper chloride is weakly coupled three-dimensional spin dimer system. So from the analysis of the excitation dispersion relation, we can obtain the detail of the exchange energy. The exchange couplings are a little bit complicated. So this is the exchange path. This shows the exchange path. The thick lines and the dotted thick line is the dimer couplings. So the interdimer couplings is along the A direction, that is the chain directions. And also interdimer couplings exist along the, in the plane in which the copper whole orbital x square minus y square spread. So this is the exchange network obtained by neutron inelastic scattering. So this is a magnetic susceptibility and magnetization curve of tallium copper chlorides. So the susceptibility has maximum at about 40 Kelvin and decreases down to zero. So this is the raw data, and Curie-term due to some impurity or crystal defect is very small. This means the crystal, so the, this is the crystal is nice quality, high quality. So from the critical field, we estimate the excitation gaps 0.65 electron volts. So in a magnetic field, the lowest excitation split into three levels. So this branch decreases with applied field, and then at the critical field of 5.6 Tesla, so the excitation energy becomes zero. At this critical field, magnetic ordering occurs. So this is also these solid lines are a theoretical calculation by Matsumoto and et al. And others. They used bond operator techniques. The Matsumoto said the bond operator techniques was established by Professor Sachdev. So about the critical field, they observed so linear dispersions. The dashed line is a theoretical calculation. So about the critical field, we can expect magnetic black reflection appears at the lowest excitation vectors. This is the temperature and field dependence of the black peak intensity. We can actually observe the black peak reflection at the Q value of which gives the lowest excitations. About the critical field, we observe the black peak reflections, black reflections, and black reflection increase with increasing external field. So we measure the many black reflections, and from the intensity, we confirmed the transverse magnetic ordering is actually realized in the crystal. So this is the magnetization at low temperatures. After having a large, a broad maximum, the magnetization decreased. But in about the critical field, at the transition point, so magnetization have a cusp-like minimum and then increase again. So we assign the cusp point at the transition point. So with increasing applied field, the transition temperature increases something like this. So this is a specific heat data to confirm the transition temperature and transition field. So at the transition, a sharp cusp-like, lambda-like specific heat anomaly is observed. So this is a phase diagram obtained by specific heat measurement and magnetization measurement. The transition point obtained by these measurements are different, depend on the field directions, but after renormalizing the G factors, they are on the same lines. This means the magnetic anisotropy is small or negligible. And the phase boundary is described by the power law. The power law, the exponent of this exponent is estimated about 2, but the exponent value becomes smaller with decreasing the fitting range. So So, about 30 years ago, Tachiki and Yamada established molecular field theory in the real space. So this is the result by them, and the this is the magnetization as a function of temperatures. So according to the theory, the magnetization decrease something like this. The curvature is concave, and below the transient point, the magnetization is independent of temperatures. This is a phase diagram calculated by the molecular field theory. So the phase boundary at low temperature is an exponential of the temperature. So the phase boundary is almost independent of temperature up to the half of the maximum temperatures. So this field phase boundary behavior is not consistent of experimental result. So we need a different approach. So this is an approach which maps the present system as interacting boson systems. So in zero fields, all the dimers are singlet. A singlet is marked by blue ellipse. And above the critical field, spin triplet is excited in the crystals. That is called magnon or triplons. So created magnons can hop to the neighboring dimers due to the transverse component of interdimer couplings. And if the two magnons come to the neighboring site, so they interact through the longitudinal component of the interdimer couplings. If the coupling is anti-ferromagnetic, the interaction is repulsive. So we have the system of interacting bosons. When the hopping is dominant, the phase transition is interpreted as a formation of coherent state. That is a Bose-Einstein condensation. As a result, the transverse magnetic ordering is realized in the crystals. On the other hand, the hopping term is very suppressed, so the ground state is determined by interactions. So as a result, Wigner crystal is realized. This is the realization of the Wigner crystal. So the Bose condensation scenario was proposed by these authors. So let me show the theory by Nikuni and others. This is the starting Hamiltonian of them. They simplified the interaction term something like this, because in our experimental conditions, the magnetization value is very small, so the density of magnons is 10 to the minus 3, order of 10 to the minus 3, so the magnons are very dilute. And they use quadratic dispersion as a kinetic term. So in the theory, the applied magnetic field is translated to the chemical potential, and magnetization is translated to the number of magnons, and the magnetic susceptibility corresponds to the compressibility. So they calculated the magnetic quantities within the framework of the Hartree-Popov approximation. And so this is a result of magnetization as a function of temperatures. This is the experimental result and the calculated result. The experimental result is qualitatively reproduced by the calculation based on the BEC model. So magnetization decreases with the form, with the convex form, and then increase below the transient temperature. So this behavior is interpreted as something like that, as follows. So in our system, it's the number of magnons are variable. So at high temperatures, the magnetization is determined by summary excited magnons. The number of excited magnons decreases with decreasing temperatures. But at the transition point, both condensation occurs, and the condensate increase with decreasing temperatures. So the magnetization increase again below the transition point. So as a result, magnetization have a cusp-like minimum at the transition point. So, but theoretically, they have some unphysical jump here. And the magnetization value is a little larger than the experimental one. Recently, these authors propose if the Jarosinski-Moria term is taken into account, these properties improve. So in the BEC model, the phase boundary is described by power law, but the value of exponent is 3/2. This is smaller than the experimental values. And the experimental values become smaller with decreasing fitting windows. So there's other theories to explain these so properties. The Shellman and others assumes relativistic dispersion form of something like this, and they explain these behaviors. And Nohandadi and others try the Monte Carlo calculation on cubic lattice and then observe the same behavior. So quite recently, Ms. Gish and Oshikawa calculated using the realistic dispersion instead of quadratic dispersions. So Ms. Gish and Oshikawa stayed here in April by the exotic order programs. So this is the dispersion relation, and the solid line is a calculation by Matsumoto. And so the dashed line is quadratic dispersions. The dispersion energy of the present system is always lower than the quadratic dispersion. So the ordering temperature should be decreased. So this is a plot of critical density as a function of temperatures. The critical density can be obtained from the magnetization at the transition temperature, transition point. So from the transition point here, we measure the transition temperature and critical density. So this is a plot of critical density as a function of temperatures. So we measure two different field directions. The result is not consistent. This is due to the background of sample holders. The solid line is a calculation by Ms. Gish and Oshikawa using the realistic dispersion. And the dashed one is a calculation with quadratic dispersions. They have no adjustable parameters, so the agreement between theory and experiment is fairly good. So. And the interaction constant is estimated from these relations. And this is a plot by critical field as a function of critical density. So they estimated the the straight part as nearly equal 340 Kelvin. So this is a calculation of phase boundary. So various markers transition point determined from various magnetization measurement, a specific heat measurement. The solid line is a calculated result. In this calculation, they use a little smaller U value than this one. But agreement between theory and experiment is very, very well, almost perfect. So if the realistic dispersion is used, so the BEC theory gives the very good description of field-induced magnetic ordering in tellurium copper chloride. This means field-induced magnetic ordering is BEC of magnons. Okay. So I skipped some results. Now I go to the localization effect in the tellurium copper chloride and put a mixed system of tellurium copper chloride and potassium copper chloride. The partial substitution may produce two effects. The first one is the chemical pressure, because the lattice constant of these two crystals are different. So the substitution of potassium ion produces chemical pressure. And so also produce exchange randomness, because exchange interaction in these two systems are different. So in our system, the randomness in intra-dimer couplings produce a randomness in local potential. And the randomness in inter-dimer couplings produce a randomness in hopping amplitude and interaction here and here. So to understand the physics of mixed system in magnetic field, so the theory by Matthew Fisher is very important. So they investigated the Bose lattice gas in presence of random potential. So they assumed the soft core and on-site interactions. And they also argued the new phase, so-called Bose glass phase. In Bose glass phase, bosons are localized, so that's a system insulator. And there is no gap. So consequently, the compressibility is finite. And so superfluid transition occurs from the Bose glass phase. And the Bose glass superfluid transition belongs to the new critical universality. So according to their theories, we can expect it in a potassium copper, so in this mixed system, such phase diagrams. If the randomness is not exist, we have the phase boundary something like this. This is described by the power law. But in the presence of randomness, the phase boundary deviated from the power law, something like this. And so at the near the zero temperatures, the phase boundary behave concave, so forms of the concave. And so below the critical field, we can expect the Bose glass. So in our spin systems, superfluid phase correspond to the ordered phase, that is the BEC phase of magnons. And the multi insulating phase correspond to the gapped singlet phase. And newly, we can expect the Bose glass phase of spin triplet or magnons. To observe that these new prediction is very interesting. So we tried magnetic measurement and specific heat measurement. So this is data of magnetization of pure system and so in the substituted system. The concentration are different in these two samples. The magnetization have the cusp-like minimum as pure systems. And the cusp-like minima is sharp as pure system. So the phase transition is sharp in spite of the mixed systems. So this is the magnetization as a function of applied field. In pure system, its magnetization is almost up to zero up to the critical field. But in the mixed systems, magnetization have a finite slope even below the transition point. So in this measurement, we estimate the transition point from the cross point of this and this. So, but later we estimate the specific heat, the transition point. The slope increase with increasing the potassium concentration. So this means the below the critical field, so there is no excitation gap because the magnetization susceptibility is finite. So this is the data of specific heat measured in this sample. The magnetic field is parallel to B directions. The specific heat anomaly at the transition point is sharp as pure system. This means magnetic ordering is uniform in spite of the mixed systems. And the sharp anomaly means a good homogeneity of crystals. So the transition point can be determined from the temperature scan and field scan of specific heat. At the point indicated by arrows, we observe the phase transition. This is a summary of the phase transition data so obtained by specific heat. The red circle is the phase boundary of pure system. So the phase boundary is described the power law with exponent of 1.7. But in the mixed system, so the phase boundary at low temperature is almost linear in temperatures. This is a phase boundary below the 2 Kelvin. So in the mixed systems, the exponent becomes smaller with increasing the potassium concentrations. If we reduce the fitting windows, the exponent is almost unity, that it's a linear function of temperature. But concave form, as predicted by characteristic of the Bose glass and superfluid transition was not observed down to 0.5K. So we need more low temperatures to observe such behaviors. This is a future problems. But we can say the critical behavior is different from the pure system because the exponent is much smaller than the pure systems.
Did you measure the transverse susceptibility?
Transverse susceptibility. That means so the magnetization,
right?
Right. Down to
most of the field is in, say, the B direction. small field in the c direction.
Another direction. So in the magnetic, in specific heat measurement, we measured only this direction. But in the magnetization measurement, we measured two different field directions. And so the result normalized by the d factor is almost a coincide. So I expect there's no anisotropy or field direction dependence of phase transition.
The direction is different. You put the big field along the b-axis, and then you measure susceptibility along the c-axis, say.
So in the c direction,
you put, you know, 5 tesla along the b-axis,
mm-hmm.
and then just a small field along the c-axis to measure the susceptibility.
So no, it's difficult. So in our laboratory, it is not possible. So from the specific heat measurement and magnetization measurement, we can say the following things. And about the critical field, the exponent is reduced, and so almost unity. So this means critical behavior is different from the pure case. And the linear phase boundary may indicate the crossover from the convex form to concave form. So if we go to the more low temperatures, we may observe the concave form. And so below the transition critical field, we have finite susceptibility. This means there's no gap. So that means compensability is finite. And from the specific heat data, there is no evidence of long-range order. That means the long-range order is absent. So this means spin triplet is localized. So these properties are consistent with both glass phase. So we can say the ground state below the critical field is both glass phase of magnons or spin triplets. So and below the critical field, the gapped singlet phase disappears. That singlet, gapped singlet phase is correspond to Mott insulating phase. So let me briefly consider, why the Mott insulator phase disappears. So tarium copper chloride, this is a phase diagram. Magnetic field and interdimer couplings. So the tarium copper chloride is very close to the quantum critical point if the interdimer couplings is enhanced, then immediately the tarium copper chloride goes to the narrow ordered state. This is realized in pressure in hydrostatic pressures. So in this case, a small amount of disorder produces both glass phase. So around nearby the phase transition, so phase boundary of pure systems. So the small amount of disorder wipes out spin gapped singlet state. This is the reason why the Mott insulator phase disappears by the substitution of potassium ions.
Can you look at small substitution of thallium in potassium,
Dr. Cole?
Near one?
Yeah. Yeah, one? Yes, but I want to try, but now. Yeah, this is interesting because potassium copper chloride is far from the critical quantum critical point, so the small amount of disorder doesn't wipe out the gap to insulator phase. So in magnetization data, we can observe the successive transition from MY phase, both glass phase, and spin fluid phase, and then both glass phase, something like this. And so in potassium copper chloride, the whole of the magnetization curve can be obtained. So it is very interesting to try the potassium copper based systems. So to summary, in the spin gap systems, we can observe the physics of a boson particle in various conditions. So I would like to continue the experiment, and so the theoretical progress also desired. So thank you very much for your attention.
Questions?
Just sort of idle curiosity, can you dope any of these things?
Sorry?
Can you introduce mobile holes in any of these things?
Yeah. So doping is difficult because this is completely so perfect insulators. No. Not so. No.
I believe Hendrik Schön was working on that. So the phase diagram which you show is relevant for bounded disorder, right? If disorder is unbounded, then I mean, sort of the Bose glass phase will just wipe out the Mott insulator.
This diagram.
Yeah. So what is it? So why is it a bounded disorder?
So where this? So depend on substitution. Depend on substitution.
Other members of the audience?
You mentioned you could drive the thallium copper chloride into the nail state by pressure.
Yes.
Is that a continuous transition under?
Yeah, continuous, maybe continuous, but tuning of applied pressure is very difficult. I don't say the near the critical pressures the phase transition is first order or second order. Now I'm trying tuning very precisely their field. Yes.
You have data at two points at different pressures because you have four points.
Yes.
You publish only one pressure.
Yes. So we measure the gap field in various applied field, but critical pressure is 0.5 kilobar. It is not so large. So this is small. So the accuracy, so the error of the measurement of pressure is 0.1 kilobar. So we have a relatively large error of pressure value. So.
How big are the crystals?
How big crystals? So, yeah, but I can prepare the finger-sized crystal. Yes. But we have to cut them. So in neutron scattering, we need a larger crystal, but in a specific heat, only very small crystals. So.
Anyone else? All right, Tech Professor Tanaka and the other speakers in the session.
Thank you.